Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Good Morning Show. I'm Carrie Berry, here with your host, Ted.
Good morning, friends. Grab a coffee, a smoke, and your moving boxes, because we're going to need help. It's a somber atmosphere around the Good Morning Show. I don't know how to explain it, but we might lose the studio, all the land it's on, and the Good Morning Show might be curtains. I'm just going to play this message we woke up to this morning. Here it is.
Hello, this is Ira Fleeberg. I'm an attorney for Shekelstein Communications Corporation, and we're just calling to say we've bought the land around your studio. So, Ted Carey, you have about 24 hours to get your anti-Semitic asses off of our land and go back to Nazi town.
Whoa, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. I don't want to tell you. I wanted to be a surprise, so, you know, maybe the ratings would spike for some reason. But yeah. So I think we need to get on the horn to J.J. Grifty and Associates, see what he could do. That's our lawyer, J.J. Grifty. He handles a lot of things for a lot of people. I don't know, Carrie. I think we're kind of screwed here. If they bought the land, hopefully there's a loophole. But you know what, folks? I'm not going to get too down. One way, shape, or form, the Good Morning Show will return. You know, this isn't the end of it. It'll be here forever.
Right. We will fight.
We will fight to the end. That whole Iron Maiden Winston Churchill speech, if you know, you know. I'm saying that now because Jennifer Lopez said that in that stupid interview a couple weeks ago, so it's kind of my little joke. But, like I said, we got a good show for you. We're going to go Eclipse heavy, a little bit of Reddit action, and hopefully you'll laugh.
Yeah, so, we hope you enjoy. We'll be right back after this.
From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism. This week's American Hero of Racism is Laszlo Holyfeld, my in-real-life brother. When it comes to racism, this man is the gold standard. Fuck it, the platinum standard. In a public setting, a private setting, even a professional setting, this man's racism knows no equals. He doesn't even care if the racism is correct. I've seen him tell a barbecue full of Mexicans to go back to Africa. So here's to you, Laszlo Holyfeld, a true American hero of racism. From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism. So where do you want to go eat?
I don't know. What's good for a first date?
How about some ice cream?
Sounds awesome. How about Pfister's Frozen Custard?
Hell yeah, that's just down the road. We'll turn up here. Traffic shouldn't be too bad this time of day.
I haven't been to Pfister's in years. I grew up in Union Grove, just moved back to the area after living in Chicago for 11 years. How about you?
Kenosha County, born and raised. I lived in Antioch for a couple years in my 20s, but... Hey, watch it, buddy! Wow, damn, that guy just blew the stop sign.
That was close. What a horrible driver.
Yeah, damn. So did you go to Union Grove High School?
Yeah, class of 2000.
I went to Central. I was class of 97.
You might know my cousin Jay Osten.
JJ's your cousin? That's crazy. I still see Jay from time to time when I go to Walmart. Nice turn signal, dickhead! I used to play softball at Lumpy's with. He's a good guy. His wife Katie's really nice, too.
Yeah, Katie's a sweetheart. They're expecting twins in October.
That's excellent. I'll have to tell him congrats on Facebook. Being a father is such a... At least suck my dick before you get that far up my ass, you fucking prick! Ugh, tailgaters are such a nuisance.
I know, they're so dangerous. I think I heard on Newsmax the tailgating increased the risk of an accident by 35%.
I believe it. People are crazy nowadays, too. I used to work at Coleman's with that lady who poisoned her husband.
Julie Walters?
Yeah, she seems so nice.
I saw her trial on the news this morning. She looks guilty as sin.
She was always really nice to me. I just couldn't believe when the sheriff arrested her midship. You drive like old people! Fuck, Jagoff! Fuck you! Well, we're here. Pfister's!
Yay, Pfister's! Dang it. I forgot my friggin' chapstick. That sucks.
Hmm. I don't know if this is going to work out with language like that. Alright guys, time for a brand new segment. We'll see if you like it or not, or if we like it or not. It's called Reddit What the Fuck. And I have been combing Reddit for a reasonable post that we should share together. And I'm going to read it. It's from the My Partner is Trans subreddit, titled My Husband Might Be Trans. I'm sure this subreddit probably has 10,000 of these similarly titled posts. So I'm going to read it to you. Hey all. So my husband of 2.5 years shared with me the other day that he had a dream about being a woman and that this wasn't the first time. It was causing him a bit of gender dysphoria. Okay, they were together 6 years. I forgot that part. He hates his body hair. Okay. Really doesn't like the way he looks, etc. At the beginning of our relationship, he identified as a bisexual male. Then probably 2 years ago, told me he felt he was non-binary, but used the term 90% male. But he's had thoughts of what it might be like to have breasts, loves our wide hips, etc. When I asked him if he thought he was trans, he said he didn't want to say no because he doesn't want to lie to me, but that he wasn't certain. All right, homie, he's trans. No. You know that. You know that right now with that whole bullshit he was feeding her. Ever since that day, I have been so anxious and upset. He doesn't understand why. These kind of people don't. It's obviously a narcissist to begin with. I feel guilty because I don't really know why either. I mean, that's being libtarded. It's libtard maxing. I just don't know why violating the laws of nature would make me feel so icky. Bitch, your fucking hairy-ass husband said he wants titties and wide hips. Just get fat, you fucking faggot. Drink some more of that IPA. Okay, continuing. I guess I have feelings of dread because I feel like I'm losing the man I married. No shit. And if he decided to go down that road, I don't know if the attraction would still be there.
Of course
not. No shit, because you like dudes, not fucking dudes in dresses and trying to be girly and this hairy guy who doesn't like his body.
Right.
It's probably not a hairy Tom Selleck body that these guys like, damn, I hate this hairy chest and nice pectorals and nice physique and, you know, nice fit physique. I hate it. He's probably fat and hairy and just gross and
like most troons we see pictures of these days.
Yeah, my guess is there's a lot of pornography.
Isn't there always in the background here? Cases?
Yeah. He feels like I'm convincing myself of a decision that hasn't even happened and that's causing anxiety to rear its ugly head. Dog.
That way he's gonna blame her.
Yeah.
That way. So now
you
him being a troon,
for better or for worse.
No, him being a troon is gonna be her fault because she's had these worries. So now when he does it, it's gonna be, well, because you were so worried about it. We barely talked about it, and then you were so worried about it, and you kind of pushed me into
this. Exactly. It's gonna turn around on her. In a way, he's going to be right. It is her fault, and not her fault. But she knew who the fuck she was marrying. Maybe she didn't think dude would go troon. But this wasn't the case. She knew she shouldn't have married this guy. She probably settled for this fucking guy. Like hardcore. Because she was in her 30s.
Right,
probably.
I was gonna say she was careering.
Because they partied and careered for their entire 20s. And then they decided to, because they have to get married. My grandma just wants to see me in her dress kind of bullshit. Okay. So let's continue. I don't know how to stop feeling this way. Divorce the motherfucker. I admit I have a tough time with life changes and I'm not sure why. Lady, this isn't. This is like
this
someone's
is
gonna die.
Change.
Your husband's dying right now. He's killing himself in front of you. He's actually already dead. He's already dead. She just doesn't know it yet. He's already dead. He was gone months before he decided he was troony. Probably non-binary was it. Okay. Not to mention life has been a lot this year already. We now have a six-month-old, and it hasn't been an easy time financially for various reasons, and he's a tough baby. My cat has died, who I love dearly. I do suffer from postpartum, with PPD and PPA, but I'm taking medication and going to therapy. She's not in her right mind right now to begin mm-hmm. with.
And there's nobody there to support her because he is a narcissist.
He's cut her off, probably.
And supporting
him. Or she cut herself off.
You know, and whatever it is that he needs
his
to
Legos.
Support this transition, whatever it is that he needs.
Yeah.
So her needs right now, and the fact that she's feeling depressed after having a baby.
Yeah.
She's getting no support.
She can't be getting support or they'd have kicked this guy out of there. If she has like a mom and a grandma and some sisters and some... Hopefully, God, they could be completely libtard Max family. And they're like, you have to. I doubt that, though.
Right, older ones usually aren't.
Ladies can't libtard Max like about this together. This is like fucking this. Your chick programming should override any libtard maxing right now and be like, girl, you need to come stay with me, take the baby, let this fucking homo dress and drag all he wants and divorce his ass. Any reasonable judge, this isn't for better or for worse. This right. is a demon who took over your husband's, you know, body.
Well, the fact that the baby is so young, I mean, it'd be good for her to get away from this guy now. So that the baby isn't brought up in some
weird-ass environment.
Yeah, with some creepy, like, perverted
yeah, a bunch of fucking,
as a lady.
Yeah, yeah, with like,
gross.
Oh, I just left my dildos out because I want my kids to ask. I want to be the open, cool, fuck off. All right, I'll just finish this up right here and we'll continue to talk. But this is the last paragraph of this unbelievable, yet completely believable entry. I don't know if I came here to rant or get advice. Sorry. What do I do? How do I make this better? I want him to be happy and true to himself, but is that with me? I love him so much and can't imagine life without him, but also really struggling with the idea of him being a woman. Well, you probably got with him because he was prone to this kind of behavior in the first place. Now, I know you see a lot of troons that are like ex- Green Berets or Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I'm just saying you see them.
Right.
But I think a lot of that is like special ops, man, is a fucking weird thing. And you don't know if this is an intelligence move that they're doing to like push this training. Oh, SEALs can be troons too. I'm sure they can. You know, I'm sure it's not an op. I'm sure you genuinely came to this conclusion. No, I know you. You're in the fucking military. You were on jackathons for 30 years. You've just been jagging it to the creepiest fucking shit. Especially if you went to Germany. Oh, man. All those guys in the army. When I was in Fort Hood as a young private, every fucked up person that I knew in the army had come off of their two-year hitch in Germany. And they were just like, you know, going out in that nightlife and the... Mm-hmm. And
deviant?
Deviant behavior. They were all of them. Either they were like... It's weird. Korea, you can get deviant when you come home. But a lot of times you get super uber Christian and shit, or like devout to some faith. You know, I've known a couple guys who went a little more Muslim or became Muslim over there because it's a place where you can really ruin your career. There's so much dumb shit that can just happen to you. I'm having a fine day and then I had some booze and I did something stupid drunk. You know, it's a place like that. You know, it's just, you can really fuck up over there. You can just drink yourself your whole tour. Because you don't get to bring your family over there. At least where we were at, up north, you know, near the like Camp Casey, like up by the Z. You can't bring your family. You're on a hardship tour. In Germany, at least, you could bring your family. And it was a two-year tour. So people would go over there and, man, they in Germany, they get into some fucking weird shit. Their careers would be usually good to go. People like going. They always wanted to go back.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they were like, weird shit. I never even knew certain types of pornography were anything but a joke at in the school bus that I would like make fun of. So your mom does pregnant porno or because that's fucking nobody would do that. Oh yeah, you get your sergeant come back from Germany. Hey, you guys want to trade porno mags? Yeah, sure. I got a couple of Playboys.
Maybe a little risky one like a penthouse. They supposed, you know, show a little more. This dude's got like horses and cat porn. What the fuck? You know, I don't want this.
No.
This woman's a burn victim, for Christ's sake.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just like, I scarred a lot of you right there. I'm just saying.
Did you actually see something like
that? I didn't see it. It's like I didn't, like, look. Someone showed me something. And I identified it. And as soon as my mind was like, my mind threw up this whoop, whoop, whoop alarm. And I immediately went into cardiac arrest, completely shut down. I was in a little ball like an armadillo. So I'm sure that's what it was, because that's what other people were bitching about. And dude actually got, like, dead-legged. You know where you punch a dude in the leg?
Yeah.
Give him a fucking Charlie horse. Yeah, he got dead-legged.
My brothers would do to each
He got dead-legged, but I can't remember by who. Some bigger dude in my platoon fucking dead-legged him. Chased him down, knocked him over to cots, and was wailing the fuck out. Don't you fucking show me that shit. But it was like, you ruined Ted. Corporal Ted's dead, you know. Rolled up in a ball like a roly-poly's been touched. So, yeah. So this guy's a degenerate. And he probably always has been.
Right.
You know, he's one of those dudes that, and you know him, they're like, greasy, gross looking, even when they supposedly showered, and they drink IPAs, and they just got those faggy fucking eyes that hold no vitality. They can hold hate. Mm-hmm. They can show hate, but they can't show any strength and capacity for violence, like in a face-to-face way. They would be backstabbers, poisoners, and backstabbers. Little bitches that would shank in a crowd and hide behind the riot police. But what can this woman do? She has to divorce him. There's no coming back from this. I knew a guy I went to high school with. They didn't have kids, but he tuned out, and I watched him tune out on Facebook over a couple years. His face gets that pseudo-feminine face all these truants get, where they think they're mm-hmm. doing girl face, but it's yes. like just like demon face, really.
Right, where they do, what is it? Blue Steel or Magnum Zoolander, and they think that's like a face that girls commonly do for some reason.
And as his face got like that, more like that, her face died. Like her, everything but the eyes was there. You could just see it. Even you could tell by the long form posts every now and then, because I had friended him a few years before any of this crap, like you know, like 2009 when I first got on mm-hmm. Facebook, and everybody was from high school was reuniting and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had become friends with him, and then he was married to this lady, so we became friends too. I wasn't really like conversing at all with him, but I, you know, watched the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Big rock climbing dude, loved to rock climb. Oh, he was always a metalhead, little tough guy when I went to school with him, long hair, Slayer shirts and shit. You know, shitty, crappy tattoos that he'd give himself, like prison type of tattoos.
Man.
And,
that is crazy.
You know, so I was friends with his wife, too. And, like I said, as this went on over the months before I eventually got off Facebook at Charlottesville, after Charlottesville, he just, absolutely, her eyes just died, and she'd have, like, these long, like 8-10 paragraph posts about her love for him, you know, for Jamie. His new name. And you could just tell it was all cope. And her eyes just never held that, like, sparkle that they had in their pictures when I first, you know, mm-hmm. we all first got on Facebook, and everybody, you know, like I said.
Yeah, when she thought she was married to a man.
A man, yeah. A pretty tough guy. You know, but he always had I thought he was tough, but he was also kind of that faggy, sensitive guy, too. You know, at the same time. He was always kind of, like, consoling the girls. And I always thought it was because he was trying to get action. You know, right. He was, like, consoling them to, like, be there for the shoulder. And he never tried to seal the deal. Even with girls that would have not really thrown themselves at him, but, you know.
Totally would have been down.
Would have been down, yeah. And he never did it. So that's a big Reddit what the fuck. I would say she has to divorce him. There's no coming back from this. That kid does not need to be around this thing. Because what do you think happens when that child gets older? And it's around dad's new goofy internet troon friends who are levels of pornography no one thought possible mm-hmm. since the fucking days of Noah.
Yeah, yeah. They would be creating a monster.
They would. That kid would be porned out. Like, some of the shit in the nightmares you hear, like, people like, I started watching porn when I was 8. Unfettered access to the internet. Who? What?
Right. That is something that where I'm so grateful that I'm as old as I am. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't have that. Like, my dad didn't even have magazines. I think I've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
My dad didn't, I had nothing like that. Early episodes, we did mention this briefly, that, like, all we had was, like, the pay channels, but we didn't pay for them. Mm-hmm. So you'd, like, watch it through the squiggly, you know?
Exactly.
It's not like how the kids these days have the weirdest shit you could ever imagine at their fingertips. Yeah, yeah. I have no idea what that could do to a person.
We're seeing it. Yeah.
Right. But just the thought of, like, what happens to your mind, I can't put myself there, you know?
I can't put myself there.
And I feel really bad for all of these kids, and especially for those who are at that age, all these people that are tuning out in mm-hmm. like their 20s, because their parents, I think, didn't see it coming.
No.
You couldn't. You know, some of them were probably like, oh, okay, you do you or whatever. Yeah. But there would be parents that are people that are like us who wouldn't have even seen it, wouldn't have even thought that this was something that was ever going to be possible.
Yeah. And I had this thing when I got on 4chan, I would say 2007. I had real serious worries, deep-seated worries, and the thing is, I didn't realize, like, 4chan and the internet culture, it doesn't touch normies, especially not then. Now it does, but it's like, it's not really touching it. So to try to address these concerns to, like, my normal sphere of people, they thought I was insane. It's just people want, oh, you're some kind of crazy Christian, you don't want people masturbating? Bro, there's something happening right now that's going on that, like, it's too much. Mm-hmm. Too much of a good thing. Like, you can't have chocolate shakes every 5 minutes for your whole fucking life, or they suck. You know, it's like that Christmas Every Day special when we were kids. Remember that? That book with Christmas Every Day, and it just loses its meaning.
Right.
That's bad when you have
a book, and they made it into, like, a cartoon movie kind of. I can't remember what that was, but yes, I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. It's about that. They're going off with it. And it's not good. So even if you think cranking one out is a good thing, this is a level that's insane right now. And a good thing too much is fucking bad. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anything that gets in the way of your ability to go through a day like a normal human being. Because, I mean, you've mentioned, and these are things that blow my mind that there's guys that are, like, literally masturbating all day long.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, how do you even have the time to do that? But that's the point. They've adjusted
their life is around this.
To be able to do this. And that's where you have a problem. Yeah. You know, it's like any disorder, like psychosis even. If it starts to interfere with your ability to function, you have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so with that, I think we're gonna close this segment up, but I would give Carrie, I'm giving a thumbs down to this marriage. I don't think it's gonna last. What do you give?
I hope it doesn't last for the sake of the baby. Yep. Let's not create monsters, you guys.
So, Ted and Carrie, two thumbs down.
Two thumbs down.
Buckle off, Reddit. And now for weather on the whatevers, here's your weatherman, Archie Hegsworth. Take it away, Archie. I'm too tired today. And now the news with Carrie and Ted.
With the upcoming eclipse, I was looking through articles to see what is out there about the eclipse. And the majority of articles that I could find just discuss the weather that's going to be coming up. And
yeah, the weather. How about those earthquakes? That's some weather right there.
Eh. I mean, it's weather related. But
it is expected. It is expected with an eclipse. The shit happens with an eclipse. The shit happens with celestial events. The earth, as above, so below, Earth reacts to the sky. We've known that for years. Whether it's releasing a frequency that causes the disease, you know, that's just my theory, or just fucking earthquakes.
Yeah.
Monsoons come often in this stuff. You know, depending on where you are in parts of the world. I mean, earthquakes have other effects also. You know, not just the earthquake or the aftershocks, but they can lead to other things, of tsunamis, and I'd imagine all sorts of other weather-related events.
Mm-hmm.
I know the ground will start to not explode but shine, right?
I don't
little
know.
Puffs of light. What? I swear to God, I've seen a video
crazy
of it doing that.
Yeah, also, all I was just seeing was concerns about cloud cover and then concerns about traffic if you're going to be in those areas.
Are people really going to do that shit, like where they just pull over to watch it, like some gay scene in a movie?
No, it's a lot of these towns are preparing for people to be like showing up now, like over the weekend and spending the night, like getting hotels and going somewhere to view the eclipse.
I've never heard of that ever. That those are NPCs that the simulation is going to add to cause further chaos in this
into
whole thing.
Into these towns, yeah, into these areas where they're going to have total cover.
I mean, because I've never heard of that before. Now, I understand it's the big X one this time from the 2017 one that somehow that one traveled a normal path. You know, that was east to west rather than west to east, which is an interesting thing about this one.
So most of the articles then were
fluff, just kind of like
boring,
normie shit.
Right, well, we gotta do an article about the eclipse, you guys. There's an eclipse coming up. But there was one article that I came across that actually got into the ancient folklore of the eclipse. From Detroit Free Press, most ancient folklore has a story about the eclipse being some kind of an animal eating the sun.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think I've heard that along the way.
Well, there's a bunch, so you probably have heard
one or the other.
At least of some of them. So, for example, in Iceland, their lore is that two sky wolves, Skoll and Hati, are swallowing the sun.
Okay.
And that, they believe, kicks off
Ragnarok?
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Just make up a prophecy and fulfill it with your knowledge. That's what they...
What's interesting about that is, like, the eclipses happen not just...
All the time.
Yeah, there's not just one, right?
Yeah.
It's the end of the world. So I wonder if that was, like propaganda, you know?
It probably was. They knew when and where it was going to be expedient to get the point across, you know?
Yeah, their story is pretty interesting, that these sky wolves chase the sun and the moon across the sky. Sometimes the wolves catch up. Someday the sun and the moon won't come back.
Oh, vapor cannon be returning?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The reporter had interviewed E.C. Krupp. He's the director of the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles.
Okay, sounds like a fake name.
It does, doesn't it? E.C. Krupp.
E.C. Krupp, what is he from, fucking like 1895?
Maybe.
Maybe he is.
Maybe. But wouldn't this be one of the special observatories where you can actually do something? Wouldn't
one
it
of
be?
11 or something, right?
Right, in our country, right?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. So he's the director there. So if it is, then he's probably somebody with, you know,
how
some knowledge and power
well
as far, you know,
with
as far
anybody
as priesthoods go.
How are you not freaking out when all these observatories are under, you know, pretty much there's got to be like one authority they're under, and their access to these telescopes are, you know, forbidden for normal people,
right?
Should have access to that
why not, right?
Yeah, why not? That should trip everybody's alarm first, but it won't, because people are retarded. It's our fate in life to fucking be around retards.
Well, he explained a few more stories of ancient cultures. In China, they believed a heavenly dog,
and they ate it,
was eating the sun.
So the heavenly dog ate the sun, and then they ate the heavenly dog, probably, right?
Yes, exactly. Interestingly, it's a more common belief that these days that it's a dragon eating the sun. But he said that that's actually more modern, that in ancient China, it was a dog. Yeah.
Interesting.
So that changed.
Yeah.
In Southeast Asian countries, they believe that it's a giant frog.
I wonder what the different animals are
for these different...
What they represent. They represent, like, cultures? Different, what we would call gods. You know, like Anuna, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, hyperhumans, superhumans, humans more advanced than us that everybody thinks live underground, probably do. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was a symbol of their house.
Oh, maybe.
And that's why, you know, because the stories will change. Sitchin used to, you know, talk about, like, the Anunnaki, but, you know, I know Sitchin's bullshit, but I'm just using it as a point of reference. The houses of the Zodiac were for different ruling kings or queens. That's how they were going to designate their reign, through the houses of the Zodiac, apparently. And an animal represented each, you know, god or goddess, or a symbol did. Mm-hmm. And you wonder if they just put their own personal touch on these myths. Like you said, it became the dragon later on.
Mm-hmm. Right. In,
why
in
did
a
it go from
country.
Dog to dragon? Was right. it the dragon emperors, or, you know, whatever?
Mm-hmm. The Mayans believe that it's a serpent. In Mexico, a jaguar. In the Andes, a mountain lion. In Iran and Central Asian countries, a dragon.
Okay. Interesting.
And this E.C. Krupp said that his favorite comes from the Hindu Mahabharata. In their creation myth, there's an ocean of milk. Mm-hmm. That creates this elixir of, like, immortality. And Lord Vishnu was supposed to contain it. And before he could, a demon named Rahu stole it and uh-huh. took a sip of it. So he's immortal.
Yeah.
But then Vishnu caught him, I guess, like, it was discovered what he had done, cut off his head. And their folklore is that it's this demon's head chasing the sun and the moon. What's interesting is that in theirs, that he's chasing the sun and the moon. And some of these stories, it's like, some of them will say that the animal's just eating the sun. Mm-hmm. And some of them, these animals or two things are chasing the sun and the moon, or one thing is chasing the sun and the moon. So that lends to that theory, and people have even said this in our day and age with the last mm-hmm. eclipse, that there's more objects in the sky at the time than just the sun and the moon, like mm-hmm. you know, like there's an eclipse happening, but then you can see the moon somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I've never witnessed that myself, but no. I know people were saying that, and this lends to that it wasn't just the sun and the moon that were involved,
mm-hmm. or other.
Right. So who knows?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So what would our animal,
like, if we had to pick one?
Yeah, would it be like a wolf? Because eagle? Like, for America, like, in the future, like, when we all go to shit America. After this eclipse,
the turkey.
What are we going to tell the kids when the big event comes?
It was a turkey.
Monday. It was a turkey, yeah.
The turkey's eating the sun.
Yeah, that's what we'll tell them. Gobble, gobble, mm-hmm. motherfucker.
These kids will know, too, because of those turkeys around Thanksgiving that attacked the studio.
It was pretty bad. You know, as we know right now, Shekelstein Communications is trying to buy the studio. So, don't worry, guys. The Morning Show is not going to get bought out by Jews.
If you are curious and haven't heard it and are wondering what we're talking about as far as being attacked by turkeys,
listen to our Thanksgiving episode.
The Bunker Files. If you go back to Bunker File Volume 1,
mm-hmm. it was brutal.
It explains it. You'd have to hear the end of the episode prior to that to understand that something happened.
It's all lore here. It's just
but in
deep,
the Bunker Files Volume 1, we begin to
good
explain.
Good Morning Show lore.
Yes, it is.
Right here. So, if you know, you know.
Right. Points to those who do.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll tell the boys a turkey ate the sun. That'll make them a little bit more aggressive come Thanksgiving when we hunt the turkeys and bring them back as vengeance for last year's incident. So, all right. So, anything else from that one?
Yeah.
All right.
Fire it's actually something pretty interesting. Before we get to that, though, this E.C. Krupp character.
Fake ass E.C. Krupp motherfucker.
He does say that eclipses historically are associated with bad news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad things.
Yeah.
One example, the 12th century, the eclipse was blamed for, at least for, like, predicting, if not causing, the death of King Henry I.
Interesting.
In the 16th and 17th centuries, the eclipses were generally blamed for bad things that were happening.
Yeah, they're never associated with anything good. And right now, everybody's already chimping out about them, you know, all over social media in every different kind of way.
Right. There are a lot of people that are like, and we'll
talk about that in a little bit. You know, I'll get into a little more of that.
We're going to move. Schizozone exactly. Segment.
But right now, we're in the news, and that's not the schizozone, so I'm not going to get all schizo.
But this is the topic, the solar eclipse. So the ancient people would often make a lot of noise in some of these civilizations mm-hmm. where they believe that there's like an animal attacking the sun and or the moon. Right, or like make it happen faster or something, or just like get over with or
that's
something.
A real jack-off thing. Like if you're a learned man and you know, you're like, from where my vantage point, it's going to look like this dragon is eating the sun for approximately... you know, 17 and a half minutes, right? You know, because you're a learned man. This whole thing's it's a clock. It's a calendar. That's what we live on. And you could get the people to do anything. You guys want that sun to come back? Everybody get on one foot and say penis, you know? Or you could just, you imagine
make them do anything.
The priesthood. Of course they were laughing at you. That's what they do.
But what I found very interesting about this article is that E.C. Krupp continues this tradition at the Griffith Observatory. During solar and lunar eclipses, he puts on a wizard's hat.
Oh, he's doing
and
some cool
a robe
shit.
And leads locals in clanging together pots and pans and making noise and
does
some
he,
kind of
does
ceremony.
Does he get their
obviously.
Consent? Is he like, hey guys, listen, I'm not LARPing. No shit.
Oh, you mean
because
like where they actually know it's a ceremony?
All rituals come from something that you're trying to repeat and ingrain and gain the benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like anywhere from people getting lucky socks. Do you ever have anybody like that?
I had heard
baseball.
Of that. Yeah, it's like, yeah, people
that
like
was something that, yeah.
Baseball
yeah,
teams.
I knew a couple guys who had like lucky socks. I think they were actually LARPing about it, but whatever. But I understood. You know, hey, in football, I used to have this undershirt that I always wore because I ripped off a 35-yard run in practice the first time I ever fucking wore it. So every time I had my stuff on, I put that Metallica tank top on because I ripped off a good run and it served me all right. But I understand that. So that's kind of what a ritual is, pretty much. It's just the really intricate lucky socks.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that, you know, obviously the banging and stuff like that, is there a frequency emitted during mm-hmm. these things where they're trying to counter it? Is there a specific way you have
to,
yes, that, or a way you have to clang? Like, hey, you need iron because when iron hits, it puts out this mm-hmm. counter frequency that wave is going to cancel that wave out.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
That, maybe.
Because it is associated with sickness, you know, and death. Like you said, death of kings, but like it is associated throughout history, these events with mass death. Like we'll get into that later, but it's something you gotta mm-hmm. you know, consider what this ritual is.
It specifically says it's Angelinos, which is like people from Los Angeles.
Okay, but Los Angeles is an old place.
Which is where this is at.
Yeah.
So I would think
old.
That some of the people are absolutely involved in a way where they know what's going on. But I would think that it's also something that if they do it at every eclipse, the locals would be like, oh, this is just part of our
culture. Yeah.
Right. We're going to.
The thing we do.
We're
going to
go
like
do
a bake
this.
Sale
right.
Or
exactly.
Something. You know
exactly.
what, Carrie? I'm
going
to engage the schizo zone. We should probably just go right to the schizo zone. What do you say?
I think you're right.
Schizos won't engage. You are now entering the Schizo Zone. All right, we're in the Schizo Zone because can't just do that. There's a quick news. I know the eclipse is coming. We're battening hatches down here. We got Jews trying to run us out of business. They're buying the studio.
This might be the last episode
of the Good Morning Show.
Trying to 9/11 the studio.
Yeah, they're trying to 9/11 and they're trying to 10/7, right? October 7th. You notice they don't do any gay date magic with their bullshit. I wonder what 10-7's significance is.
Ooh, 10 plus 7 equals 17. 17. Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Q.
Future proves past. There's something with it, but there's not. But getting back to this crap.
Yeah, the eclipse.
The eclipse. So Los Angeles, like we said, is old. It's got old, in underground. I mean, the lizard people talk. Some of the oldest lizard in their paper in the L.A. Times. I believe it was the L.A. Times. It might have been like their L.A. Tribune or so. Whatever paper never survived the big Jewish newspaper wars of the post World War II. For real, you know, they're always going in and out of business. But yeah, you got the lizard people in L.A. And this guy's walking around dressed as a wizard with a bunch of people clanging their shit. Like you said, it's their culture. He probably didn't have to ask for consent. The families might have been doing that shit for centuries. Like I said, it's an old place. It's a totally different civilization. We really founded all of our major cities. We founded them because we found them. I know that sounds gay, but it makes a lot of sense. None of the stories of these cities add up time frame wise with the kind of buildings they had.
We were watching Archaics.
Yeah, he's
the other day
being reasonable.
He did
the only reasonable take
a show.
Stuff.
Yeah, he did a show about the eclipse, and he didn't get into the specific lore that we went through a little bit in the news here, but he did address and was very serious about it being something that people have always viewed as negative.
Negative event, yeah. Yeah, bad stuff happens. Like, to the point of not eating 3 to 4 hours before and after an eclipse. Any food that's left out during the time of the eclipse should be thrown away.
Right,
you should bathe before and after. Pretty much it seems like you got to purify yourself because the sun is creative, the moon is corruptive. That would have to be a polarity in this world. Polarity, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about the
moon is the other celestial body. You can do whatever with your cosmic model, however you believe this fucking world is. All I know is what I see. I have never made it to space yet, much less of quadrillions of light years away.
A full moon does make people act crazy.
Absolutely, my father used to talk about it. I think I've said it before on the show, probably 2 or 3 times. But during the full moon, people would do the most batshit stuff. He always said it brought the worst out in the worst people, and I think that's kind of what the solar eclipse is like.
Maybe amplified.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's just like you getting a sunburn or something.
Right, and the
effects from the sun. This makes you like a nut. It brings out the worst of the worst. So if you're mentally ill, you're mentally ill more.
Right, and that is something that Jason from Archaics got into as well. That what the moon does is, or at least the eclipse,
yeah,
that it brings out whatever negativity is within you.
Yeah. So maybe you could think about it positively, because I think that's something I'm going to get onto in a second, but maybe take this whole experience positively and use that opportunity to detox your soul of some fucking hate or some shitty feelings. If that's what it does, let's try to look at it for the benefit. Don't go crazy and stab people. You know, don't
like that would be bad.
Don't staple somebody's face. That was something that, yeah.
What, the to your dad or what?
No, some guy my dad came on to, like, just some mild-mannered fucking guy. Like, he's one of these full moon things. He, like,
was stapling his hand?
His friend, like, he was pissed at his friend or something like that. They got in a... And he had,
he
like...
He was stapling his friend's
his
hand?
His face.
Oh, my God.
He was just, like, not like a staple gun, like an air gun staple gun, but like a...
Think it was his hand?
You know, think about a carpet
you
stapler,
totally said
you know?
The face.
Not with a compression...
But, like, directly into the guy's
Yeah,
face?
I guess so, yeah. Like, beating the shit out of him with one of those
God.
Staplers.
Oh, my God. Did he kill him?
No. But yes. It was just like... it was like this guy was just a total normal dude. From the neighborhood... You know, from his district, you know, owed him money or something. I don't even know, but it was fucking full moon. It's just one of those things. Get your face stapled, I guess. You know? And I miss my old man's stories. I didn't at the time because he was always fucking telling them. But now that he has, I haven't heard him tell a story for 22 fucking years. I really miss all of them. But yeah, it just brought out the worst in you. So maybe let that worst go. Just let the fucking moon take it. I don't know. That's what I would suggest. Look at it positively, because everybody's trying to. Where I'm seeing on social media is the end of the world shit.
Yeah.
Anytime I see.
That's all the time, though.
Revelations mm-hmm. or the rapture is constant. It's every 4 months there is an event.
There's something, yeah.
That's going to bring about the fucking whatever, the rapture, revelations. Everybody.
Well, I mean, nobody knows the day nor the hour, right? And we all know this, but yeah, people still get kind of hung up in that idea. We just need to, like, be ever ready, you know? That's the whole point. Like, you don't, like a thief in the night, right? Mm-hmm. We got to be ready right now.
But something I kind of feel like, it might not be the happening, but you can only push a populace so far into insanity. We've been going through insanity hardcore since COVID. 4 years. Yeah. I mean, Trump, his whole term, you had the Q shit, you had all that crap
right,
going on.
Right, but it was entertaining.
It was entertaining, yeah.
So, it really didn't take that turn until 2020 when COVID they just hit. Shut everything down.
Yeah, and so maybe this is...
Just more them trying to make us crazy.
You were there. We're at the World War III time.
Right? That's what you were saying earlier today.
The
you
Ukraine's were like, joining NATO.
You were like, oh, World War III's about to kick off.
Yeah, they're not getting me back. Sorry, U.S. Army, you fucking faggots. You're not getting me back. You had your time with me a long time ago. You can fucking kiss my ass. I have shit to do. If World War III is going to break out, you got all these fucking migrants here. You think I'm going away from my family or fucking die of lead poisoning on my porch? That's my opinion on that whole fucking matter. They can die of lead poisoning on the fucking porch. I'll call them an ambulance. They'll get charged $8,000 for it, too. Probably. It's like, bill them. But yeah, so something will happen. Though it's not gonna be huge. Everybody's always expecting like this end of a fucking movie type of climax mm-hmm. for everything, and they can't do it yet. They still got more to squeeze out of you. But natural shit's gonna happen, and we're memeing this crap at the same time. All of our creative energy is being channeled down these. I don't think it's just normal grifters trying to make a buck. I think it's a deeper conspiracy. If you will, about who's pushing these storylines for what to do during the eclipse or what to be worried about. Mm-hmm.
Right. Most articles that I looked at about the eclipse, they're worried about cloud cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's the concern. That
yeah. We're not going to see it. I know we're not going to see it. We didn't see the one in 2017.
That is super common with eclipses.
Yeah.
In my lifetime, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And I never get to see them except for that stupid one in, like, fourth grade or whatever. I didn't want to use them. I didn't want to see it because it was stupid. I want to fucking look at a light on a piece of cardboard. It's so gay. It's so gay.
The solar eclipse, anyway. I mean, I have seen some lunar eclipses.
Yeah, I saw a really good one in 2015 that I was hoping that was going to bring about Ragnarok.
It didn't happen.
No. I just got visited by that Archon, that demon, whatever it was. I think of it shortly thereafter. Yeah, so something's going to happen. They're channeling all our memeing energies into something negative, so there will be crazy shit. Something to do with the moon. It's always going to bring out the crazies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That could be documented. Even the most skeptical copper will tell you that, too. Mm-hmm. Even old-time cops who don't believe in, like, I don't believe in UFOs or ghosts. I only believe what my two eyes can see. And I tell you, yeah, fucking people are crazy in the full moon. Mm-hmm. Those are like old cops I used to know in the 80s. Long since. Those guys aren't around. The guys I knew in the 80s, like the old timers. Yeah. They all came in like, yeah, my first year on the force was 1962. Rodney. There were the Martin Luther King riots. I mean, all through that. The Democratic National Convention in 68. They didn't take any shit. Any shit from anybody. It's immediate beating. That's how they handled it. It's going to come back to that. And that's not good, in my opinion. But everybody's going to go crazy over the eclipse. But I don't think anything will happen.
Well, you said that something will probably happen, something minor.
But what I'm saying, not like the rapture
or
like
end of
UFOs
the world
or some shit. Event. Because then there's a bunch of other gay people who are talking about that's when you're going to see the fleets in the sky. All the Galactic Federation of Light homos. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, but if that's your thing, grow the fuck up, man. Grow up. That's fake. That's Star Wars bullshit. At least believe some cooler bullshit instead of space tart bullshit. Pew pew, my space gun. Fucking gay. All that shit's Musk films all that shit on what, Devon Island? All the Mars stuff. It's all gonna be filmed in Greenland or something. With the red on the color spectrum. on the videos are going to be dialed down. Always check on what the red in the NASA checks out against what the actual color is. You'll find that it's a very dark red. Scale it, you know, on the rovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you scale it to what you see in a picture that you know of that rover or of their logo, the whole place changes into blue.
Like Nevada or something, right?
Yeah, it's like Nevada or Greenland or something. It's just a desolate wasteland area.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to fuck around and get caught. And then they'll just say something like, well, some of the stuff we actually do on Mars is so ultra cosmic class top secret that we have to, like, fucking do some gay playset on Earth. You know, they'll just, and people will suck it all up. Oh, yeah. Of course they would. National security, planetary security. That's even scarier.
As we were talking about that something will probably happen. Jason of Archaics did present, I think, one of his predictions based on his timeline studies that he does. And I would recommend you guys check that out. It's a pretty long
show. It's a level-headed addressing of this situation that makes none of these Hollywood ludicrous claims. What were you going to say? Go.
But
what was his prediction?
His prediction was that the eclipse will happen, and when eclipses happen in general, that there will be an opportunity for a crime. And because the moon is bringing out this negativity, it allows somebody who would take that opportunity to see that opportunity and take that opportunity. So he believes that there will be some kind of a crime happening at the time of the eclipse, but that we probably are going to know, we'll be distracted and we'll be pointed in some other direction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we always are with everything.
Yeah. It'll be some like 2-line blurb the day after. It'll turn into something bigger once down the road. What do you think it'll be?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if it's a crime that, like, the ultimate enemy, the controllers, are going to commit, I would imagine that they'll do more than one, because they always seize every opportunity within these moments to take what they can get. You know, like how you had mentioned last week or the week before, we were talking about the 9/11, like who benefited, you know, but there's so many
levels to it.
Yes, exactly.
And you don't notice
like
for
the
years.
Benefit of our army, for example, or you know, our military in general.
Yeah.
But then I had mentioned on the show the insurance, the guy that owned the building. They every opportunity to take whatever they can get. So I do think it seems like it's widely kept from us that eclipses are a bad thing, and we should be cautious.
It shouldn't be like some like
cautious of going out.
I keep thinking of that scene in Independence Day when they're all partying on the rooftops.
We love
aliens, and they fucking nuke them.
Yeah, exactly.
Blast them with the big laser.
So it makes sense to me, though, that the controllers would, in having this ancient knowledge, that they know how to harness these energies or harness this negativity, like that weirdo that we talked about in the news, the director of that observatory in Los Angeles.
Well, we'll be in the bunker in cryogenic stasis for approximately 72 straight hours. During the before and after the eclipse, we'll enter a state of hibernation. Our body temperatures will be at around 32.4 degrees Fahrenheit. And I have a special concoction that we're all going to drink about 3 hours before we enter the chambers. We'll be safe, so don't worry about us, folks. We got robot dogs patrolling the grounds, too.
But take care of yourselves out there.
And bees. I got trained swarms of bees sting you. Make honey, delicious honey that you can't have, because the dogs will fuck you up if you go near that honey.
You're so silly.
I'm not silly. I'm being serious, Carrie. Don't blow my cover. These people think I'm cool. Fools. I don't know what I'm going to do during the eclipse, Carrie. Rob a bank, you know, armor car.
We have to commit a crime, I guess.
You know what we should do? We should do a crypto rug pull. We should start Eclipse, like Eclipse Coin. Like a meme coin.
Eclipse coin.
Now, like tonight, we get, you know what I'm saying?
And then we rug everybody.
We rug the fuck out of everybody. Happens. Yeah, and say like, oh, sorry, we had a Carrington event during the eclipse and we were hit by an imp. You know, we were thrown into a different realm, a different dimension, where it's Baron Steen Bears still. You're thrown back into that dimension.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I wonder what it would be like.
We'll get all $436.
Right? in our successful rug pull.
Successful rug pull. Enough to get us a new nightstand or something. Fancy nightstand. So yeah, eclipses are always bad news. I think you should treat it as that, but don't be a fag about it. Don't go telling everybody
what that it's bad.
What
and
you
don't
see
go look
on
at it
TikTok or Twitter about, you know, the rapture or anything stupid like that.
Yeah, just make a podcast.
Just make a retarded podcast and talk about it. Quick though, because it's coming soon, and you don't have a long time. It isn't as easy as it looks. Yeah, I would just be careful. Don't be in any weird situations, you know? Don't go shopping at Walmart that day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be on Spirit Airlines during the... Because I have a feeling like it might get them boisterous. They are cooked up right now. You know who we're talking about? Everybody is a little cooked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you might just want to stay away from everybody because even though you're level-headed and it's not going to affect you because you're a real human being, you're not an NPC... there's NPCs around you.
Right.
Just stay the fuck away from them. Don't get people's negativity, because if it's going to be a negativity detox, then stay home.
If you can.
Don't spread your dickishness everywhere else. Or your fear, or whatever the negative part of you is.
Or if you're like, woohoo, eclipse, you know, and you want to go out and see it, like, do that, whatever you want to do, but, like, just, you know, watch your ass, you know? Watch your surroundings.
Something happens to you.
Watch out for weirdos.
Don't be like, oh, Ted didn't say shit. Because I'll be like, fuck you, I did this whole thing on eclipses. And you could have listened. But you didn't. You are, though. You're listening right now. Because you love me.
And we love you.
And with that, we're going to head to a quick break.
Fired over some nonsense? Hate that dumb job, but need it? Just call us down at the law offices of James J. Grifty & Associates. We specialize in employment law and labor issues. Were you fired for doing something unsafe? Well, I got a guy's job back at the phone company when he admitted to the police he was racing his work truck while high on meth. How about fired for stealing? I got another guy's job back at the car wash, and I knew he was guilty because he paid me in buckets full of wet quarters. Let go due to attendance issues? Doesn't matter how many no calls, no shows, your job back or your money back. Were you terminated for harassment and or stalking? I promise you, I can get any judge to throw out any restraining order and get you your job back. I have nearly 20 years experience in getting some of the most incompetent workers their jobs back and restitution. At the law offices of J.J. Grifty & Associates, our motto is, your job back or your money back. Visit our offices in Kenosha and now Racine.
Hey folks, it's me, Ted, from The Good Morning Show, and I'm here with another Tips from Ted. Once again, I'm seeing a lot of activity in the region of trying to get whites to get involved in the Jewish and Muslim conflict. Now, do you think that's a good idea? Do we have time to do that? I mean, we got a little bit of a respite. Why don't we heal our own community? We're all traumatized. We're going through what we've gone through our entire lives. You can call me a fag for saying that, but we're all changed. We're all not what we would be if we hadn't lived through an entire lifetime of anti-white propaganda. And now, at the moment that we have a chance to take a break, maybe lick our wounds, maybe reestablish old friendships that are broken, maybe some people from your past are starting to see the light. Going hard against any of this shit, any enemy, when your enemies are fighting each other, who cares? It's not our fight. If we help the Muslims win, we're gonna weaken ourselves and they're gonna pounce on us. They're already here. They're all over the place. This is what they say they're gonna do, and it's what they do everywhere they go. If, God forbid, I wouldn't be anybody listening to this show, but decided to back Israel, same thing. You still got those tiny hat stabbing you in the back. So the only right choice is the white choice. Please make it. Protect our people, not anybody else's. Once again, this is Ted from The Good Morning Show, and this has been another Tip from Ted.
Well, it's time to say goodbye again, you guys.
This isn't forever. I just got off the phone during the break with our lawyer, J.J. Grifty. I finally got a hold of him. He's been doing a lot of stuff for the January Sixers. So, you know, he wasn't available. They were torturing some J-Sixers. Turns out studio is built on Indian burial ground. So hopefully we can get a little stay here, but we don't know. We'll wait a couple weeks to see you guys. See how everything shakes out, okay? We'll be back in a couple weeks. We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.